have about 30 people who are going to go bald for children's cancer research, and our goal is to raise $60,000 at this event. So far, we're up to $12,000, so we're hoping to get more and get as many people as involved as possible.
Doctor, I understand that along with the people who are shaving their head, you're going to join them?
That is correct.
Have you ever been bald before?
No. I'm working on it right now, but I've decided to go all the way.
Why not go in? And it's a great cause, too. It's really going to raise not only some money, but some awareness, right?
I think so. I think hair loss is just the tip of the iceberg for what cancer patients go through, especially children. They have nausea, fatigue, procedures. Their life centers around medical care. And when we shave our heads, that's one way of showing that we care, that we're going through something that they go through. But it also is a very nice, visible way to draw attention to the cause and make it real for people when they see that happen.
Well, Dr. Krem, we wish you the best. Don't forget, a good hat is great on a cold morning like this.
Absolutely.
If you don't have the hair, Dr. Maxwell Krem with the University of Washington School of Medicine, and that event again at the Fadeau Irish Pub on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
You can find out much more by going to Fadeau's website.